hello, hello, and welcome to Kiki with Norwood, the show where my fabulous guests and I sit down and spill the tea about the culture that has impacted their lives, their connection with the queer community, juicy pop culture headlines, and much, much more. We have a fantastic show for you today, featuring an interview with one half of the iconic duo, The Weather Girls, Dinell Rhodes. All right, and we are here with Dinell Rhodes of The Weather Girls.
Hey!
How are you today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Oh, wonderful. So for those of you listening, we are sitting right now in a studio in Hamburg, Germany. Now, you've been in Germany for a long-ass time.
Wow.
How long have you been in Germany?
I've been in Germany for about, close to 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you were originally from San Francisco,
yeah,
is that right?
San Francisco,
so a West Coast girl.
Okay, Valley girl!
Yes. So for people who are listening, hopefully they should, if you're listening to this show, you should know who the Weather Girls are. It's raining men! Okay, I can't sing anymore. I don't want you to charge me. Your publishing company's gonna come after me. But you all know the song. Now, tell us a little bit about how that all came about, because if I'm correct, that was your mother and Martha Wash were the original Weather Girls.
Starting
in what year? 70s?
Oh, God. Just say in the 70s.
In the 70s. Okay.
And then, make a long story short, they separated in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then my mother didn't want to quit singing, mm-hmm. so she grabbed me.
Mm-hmm.
And we came over to Germany, got a record deal, and it's history.
Wow. That's
since then. Yeah.
That is amazing. So, what was life like before? Because I'm assuming you were a young child when It's Raining Men came out.
Yes.
So, what was life like before that record hit and after?
Oh, God. Well, to me, it was no different. You know, she was still mama.
Sure.
So, I mean, everybody else, she's a star, but they're still mama. She, did the same things, we did the same things, and life goes on.
Yeah.
But
and your mother was Izora.
Yeah, Izora.
Izora.
Izora, yeah.
Yes.
She was, everybody has a wonderful mother, but, you know, I still feel my mother was the greatest. No, seriously, she was a wonderful person. Everybody loved her. Everybody loved her, and she was a down-to-earth person.
Mm.
And, you know, she died in 2004.
Mm.
And I had joined the Weather Girls in 1990. We came over to Europe.
Yeah.
Got a new record deal.
Mm-hmm.
And history just kept going on
just
and on.
Just kept
and
on going. On
and
on
we
and on.
Became big stars all over again. It's like the new set of Weather Girls, new version of the Weather Girls.
Yeah,
it's like mother and daughter.
The Weather Girls 2.0.
Right.
Yeah. So. In 30 years, almost, of being a Weather Girl and of performing all over the world, are there any performances that really, like, stick out in your mind as just like, oh my gosh, that's one I will never forget?
Wow. Back in 1995, I think it was, the Gay Games.
Oh, okay. So that's like the Olympics for queer athletes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was 80,000 people.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, it was unbelievable the reception that we got, you know, because Martha is some big shoes to fill, you know.
Sure.
And to think that, you know, I made it over, you know, with the Weather Girls.
Yeah.
And it was just the same, keep going. But now, and then my second biggest was the Toppers in concert, which was another 80,000 people.
Oh, my goodness.
And this was, oh, wow. I mean, when you have people singing your song over and over, just so many people.
Just like a literal sea of people singing the song with you, that
it
energy.
It was wonderful. It's like you're singing a song and then you shut your mouth and you still hear the echoes of it ringing from all the people singing It's Raining Men, Hallelujah.
That is incredible. And I know that feeling on a much smaller scale because I was in Manilva Pride a few weeks ago, and I sang a song in Spanish that I spent a really long time learning because mi español es no bueno. And it was very cool to see people and hear people singing along those words. And there was another performer. She was an older lady who had been around in Europe, kind of a similar story, came mm-hmm. to Europe decades ago and just kept on working and mm-hmm. singing and writing and never left. And she was a jazz singer, and she sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Wow.
And the entire crowd of this big outside festival, several thousand people, everyone singing along with her. It was a very emotional wow. moment, especially on the 50-year anniversary of Stonewall and uh-huh. the passing of Judy Garland and all these things coming together. I right. started to tear up a little bit. I'm like, that is crazy. That is crazy. Yeah. So in all of your travels, is there one place that is just like, oh, you love this place.
Wow. It's so many places that I've been that I really mm. enjoyed. But then on another hand, you see the beauty of it, but then you don't get to enjoy the beauty because you're passing through. It's sure. like you get to do the show this day, then out the next day, and then on to the next place. But I would say the most place that I've been and that I've enjoyed the most, it has to be South Africa.
South Africa. Okay, yeah. That's one place I haven't been yet.
Yeah.
So what is it about South Africa that just brings a smile to you?
It's just the culture.
Mm.
To see everything that you do on the American side, mm-hmm. but then it all came from Africa.
Oh, wow.
And the way they danced and they, you know, presented things, and it was just so amazing.
And what has brought you to South Africa? Was it?
It was, I did a tour with Grace Jones.
Oh, see, there you go. Burying the lead here on Kiki with Norwood. Oh, I just did a tour with some lady named Grace.
Right, Grace Jones. It was a camel experience.
Oh, wow.
And we had lots of fun. I got to sing background for Grace Jones.
That's
and
amazing.
With her nephew, Peter, uh-huh. and Chris was also there. But it was just a wonderful time.
So one thing I wanted to make sure that I spoke with you about today, It's Raining Men has become like a gay anthem of sorts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's other songs like that. Somewhere Over the Rainbow, I'm Coming Out, YMCA. There's a handful of right. classic songs that instantly have a connection to the LGBT community.
Right.
And so what I was curious about is, what was your first exposure to the queer community or queer culture, if you can remember?
Sylvester.
Yeah.
Sylvester.
Yeah.
I actually grew up with Sylvester.
Because he's also was right. from San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco. Correct? And as a little girl, growing up with Sylvester, he was like an uncle to me.
Oh my gosh.
And going over his house when they had rehearsals and things and picnics or whatever, you know, going to the park, Golden Gate Park.
Yeah.
And then just enjoying the day or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever situation they had. Queer, or what would you say, the queer station of it, It's not queer to me. I mean, it's normal.
Yeah.
This was their life. This was what they did. They did normal things like normal people.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a thing to us. I mean, all, even my brothers, we grew up
mm.
with gay people and lesbian yeah. people in our lives. Yeah. Even we have gay people and lesbian people in our family.
Sure.
So it's not a thing. Hey,
yeah.
It's your thing. That's what you do. God bless you, you know.
God bless you.
It goes on, but it's still, everybody has the right to live the way they want to live.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, do you think the fact that you grew up in San Francisco, being mm-hmm. kind of the quote-unquote gay mecca that it is, do you think that had a big part of just how much exposure you were having to queer culture from a young age?
No, not really. No. I mean, hey, to each his own.
Yeah.
It's your life.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel. It's in your life. Do what you want to do. Don't let nobody tell you how to live your life.
Amen. Life lessons yeah. here. No, I totally agree. As long yeah. as you are not hurting anybody
exactly.
else.
Exactly.
You know, live your life. Exactly. Right? So if you could collaborate with mm-hmm. any one artist on a song, living or dead,
mm-hmm.
who would it be?
Wow.
Ooh. Sorry, I just threw you a curveball.
Oh, yeah, you did. Oh, God. There's so many.
Mm.
It was Michael Jackson, for one, because that was my heart. I love Michael Jackson. Oh, absolutely. And Dead or Alive.
Yeah.
Huh. Ray Charles. I love Ray Charles' music.
Yes. Because you often sing
Hit the Road Jack. Yes. Yeah. We have a version of it. We did. We remade it.
Yes.
And it's so popular over in Europe that every time we go, people want to hear, no, you sing that song, Ray Charles song, Hit the Road Jack.
You start singing It's Raining Men and they're like, okay, yeah, but we want to hear Hit the Road Jack. Right.
So that's a song. So Ray Charles is another artist. And let me see, one more. Let me think of one more. Dead or Alive. Let me see, Alive. Ooh, now I love Luther Vandross. Luther Vandross was good too. So, Luther Vandross. And one more. Let me think, one more. Dead or Alive. I would say Chaka Khan.
Oh, that's a good one. Chaka Khan. Oh, I love it. Yes. You know what? That would be everything if you guys redid a version of I'm Every Woman with her and like took turns singing the lead.
Yes.
Oh. I would live. I want to see that live performance. All on stage belting that out.
That would be a stage on fire, honey. Yes. You know, we all wail.
Yeah.
We all wail out, honey. So, you know, it's just like when you're singing music and the music is coming from your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You sing out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to.
And you know, by the way, honey, you have a voice from heaven, honey.
Oh, thank you.
You be trying to turp on in there, honey. Don't play your teeth. So, but, you know, Chaka Khan.
Wow. That'd be a fantastic one. Yes. So you have been in this business for a while, as we've said. Yeah. You've been in it for a minute. What advice do you have for young people who are wanting to get into the music business?
Wow. Okay, well, the advice that I have is... I don't want to put this in the wrong words. But, my honest opinion and my honest feeling is don't let anybody deter you from what you feel is right in your business and owning your craft, knowing what you're doing, and understanding all the aspects of it, of the business.
Yeah, so learning about the business so you don't get taken advantage of.
So nobody can cheat you.
Yeah,
I've been there, done that. Okay, but
the T-shirt ain't going back.
Okay, ain't nothing. I'm real. It's for real now. I'm like, you know, as a young artist, you know, because when I started in this business, I started with my mother. And, you know, I let my mother run everything. But now mother's gone. And, you know, you have to stand on your own 2 feet.
Yep.
And it was a hard lesson learned. But I learned it.
Yeah.
And now I'm not letting anyone do anything to get over on me. No way, no how.
And I think a lot of that probably does come from firsthand experience. Yes. So there's probably only so much as a new person you can learn ahead of time. Some of it you have to kind of fall down and get back up. Scrape your knees and learn from.
That's right. We all have to fall, but the main thing is we get back up and keep going.
Absolutely. Exactly. Absolutely. Well, I know that you have a very busy schedule now. You're preparing for a show tomorrow.
Yay!
So I have a quick little segment I want to do with you. We can go back and forth real quick. And this is a segment we like to call Love It and Over It.
Okay.
So you have one thing that you love, that you're kind of loving at the moment, you're obsessed with, you're gagging over, and then one thing that you're kind of not really feeling, you're kind of over it. So while you think of yours, I can go first to kind of show how it goes. So I'm loving the trailer for the new live-action Lion King.
Okay.
I'm actually, the Lion King was like one of my absolute favorite movies growing up as a kid. Absolutely loved it, and I loved the music. Yeah. Turned out, who knew Elton John was gay, right?
Right.
Little 5-year-old me didn't, whatever, but so that should have been a sign from above.
Yeah.
And also, the voice of Timon, Nathan Lane.
Mm-hmm.
So there was all kinds of queerness all over that. But but I'm excited to see this remake, and Beyonce is one of the voices. Okay. I'm so glad they're bringing back James Earl Jones.
Oh, wow. Because
it wouldn't have been Mufasa with another voice. That's a treasure.
That's a voice of life. That's a voice. Oh, my God. I love that man's voice. But my friend, a very good friend of mine, his nephew is in Lion King. He plays the voice of the baby Kimba.
Baby Simba?
Yeah, Simba.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, the new one.
Yes.
Oh, what's your friend's name or his name?
McCray. His last name is McCray. What's his first name? Oh, God. I forgot his first name, but he's this little skinny kid that plays the is the voice of Little Young
Little Simba. Oh, I'm excited to
And he's a very talented young man. Very talented. Oh, fantastic. He sings like Michael Jackson a little bit.
Well, we should get to hear it then, because Simba, Little Simba sings I Just Can't Wait to Be King.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming he'll be singing that song, hopefully. Oh, so I'm excited to see that. I think that's being released in a few days. I'm not sure if I'll be able to find it in English here in Hamburg or not.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
I may have to wait until we get back. I can get hold to Alfred McCurry, so
there you go.
He's the uncle of McCurry. So,
so what are you living for?
So, at the moment? I'm living for standing on my own two feet.
Yes.
I'm loving it. You know, like making changes and making everything to work for me. You know, you know, over
independent,
independent. Oh, you know, over everything, but it's time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is time.
Yeah.
Now, moving on to over it. I'm really over people, like, overly Photoshopping their Instagram pictures.
Okay.
So, there is a channel on Reddit.com called Instagram Reality. And it shows all these terrible things where people are, like, completely morphing their bodies into, and, like, changing their faces completely. Wow. And you see, like, a before and after. And it's, like, it's getting to a level of crazy proportions. I'm like, okay, like, you know, use good lighting and stuff, but why are you going to go and look like a completely different person on an Instagram post? This isn't even like, you know, you're making album artwork for, like, this is just like, oh, me by the pool, and like, you don't even look human because you've just, I mean, have you seen some of those types of pictures?
Yeah, well, no, really, I haven't seen some of, but I can imagine the overdoing a little
just
bit.
Just sometimes. Going extra. Yeah. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like we need to work more on, like, being real.
Yeah, like it is what it is, you know? I mean, except for, you know, a little touch won't hurt, but, you know, don't overdo it, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, give people the real thing.
Yeah.
This is me, you know? Dress it up, put it in a nice package.
Exactly.
You can look good,
exactly.
You know, by itself, but don't try to overdo it. So
I'll have to show you some of these pictures because it's just amazing. People, again, they look like completely different people by the time they're done, and they don't even look natural. It's just, it's bizarre. So what's something you're over that you're ready to move on?
I'm over the bullshit.
Okay.
I'm over the bullshit in every aspect, honey. The bullshit of people just trying to be it and really it. I'm over it. Okay. You do you, honey.
Yeah.
And I'll do me.
Yes. Wonderful.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on Kiki with Norwood. It's been a pleasure. Do you have anything that you want to plug or promote coming up in the next few months?
Well, I want to, you know, plug our new...
We have a little collaboration with the Weather Girls, myself and Terry B. It's not been released yet, but a little tease of it, so be on the lookout for that. I'm so excited, and hopefully we'll have time... while we're all here to collaborate on some more stuff.
Yes,
so
truly.
That would be fantastic.
Cheek to cheek, honey.
Y'all ain't ready. And where can everyone find you and connect with you?
You could connect with me on the Weather Girls. I mean, the-weathergirls.com.
And find out all of the wonderful things you've done and are doing, and you're available for booking. I've heard some whispers that there might be some shows coming back across the pond sometime next year.
Yes, honey. Ooh, that would be exciting.
So we're gonna let that little teaser lie, but just know if you're in North America, you might have a chance to see them sometime soon in the flesh.
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you so much again,
you're welcome, sweetie. Thank you.
Well, that's going to do it for our first episode of Kiki with Norwood. Thanks again to Dinelle Rhodes for joining us on this very special episode. Be sure to check out more about her and the Weather Girls at their website, the-weathergirls.com. You can also find them on Instagram. And stay tuned to Kiki with Norwood for episode 2 featuring the other half of the Weather Girls, Miss Doree Lyles. Kiki with Norwood is hosted by myself, Norwood, and is brought to you by our executive producer, Jane Madigan. Thank you so much, Jane, for putting this all together. And if you want to be a guest on a future episode of Kiki with Norwood, reach out to Jane at jane@gem-entertainment.com. We're going to leave you today with one of my original songs, I Ain't Got You, which is actually about my experience coming out to my family and how I dealt with their rejection. If you want to get a free download of this song, go to my website, norwood-music.com. Hope you enjoy, and hope to kiki again with you very soon. I couldn't be who you wanted me to be, so you said, we were done, Cause your love had conditions, revisions, omissions, though I'm your son, I got everything but unnoticed for years and years, you weren't there. Ooh, when I needed you most, you decided to ghost on me. To be, I'm happy, I'm proud, standing out from the crowd. No longer ashamed, I'm living out loud. Survived on my own, I'm not broken, I'm grown.